We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh and Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Choyv Mehayisoymim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Beis. In our versions, it's page Nun Beis, the left-hand column, six lines up from the bottom. We're in the middle of a paragraph. This halacha is based on the Torah Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoidoi, chapter 12 in the second half of Likutei Moran, a famous chapter, and Rav Nosson Zal at this point reviewed the chapter, he clarified it tremendously, and now he's using it to explain the difference between immovable objects, like earth, land, versus movable objects, regarding the law of collecting a debt from orphans. That normally, when it comes to a debt, a loan document, when a transaction like that is written down, it automatically includes a lien on the properties of the borrower, not on his movable objects, as we'll see. However, the Gemara points out that in later years they included movable objects also. And Rav Nosson Zal had explained in the first section of this paragraph that land, earth, is where the standard revelation of Hashem's light is. Hashem created the world for his kovod, the pasuk says. L'chvoidi barosef yitzartif afasisiv. Out of all the things in this world that give Hashem kovod, man is the one who's in a position to give Hashem the greatest kovod. And man was created ofor mehu adama, earth, dirt, from the ground. And Rav Nosson Zal showed through that and other things that the standard revelation of the kovod of Hashem comes from the earth, from the karka. Now we're continuing. Aval metaltalin, whereas movable objects like gold, silver, other things, shehim noem venodin, which are always changing location, v'loy noida mekoimom aye, they don't have any fixed location. Ki ein lahem mokoim kavua, shom tzrichen levakesh ulechapes hakdusha. There, when it comes to these movable objects, in order to connect with the holiness in them, you have to search for it. It's less obvious than it is in real estate and things like that. Bebechinas aye mekoim kevoidoi. As Rabbeinu Zal says, that this search is a person saying, where is the kovod of Hashem? Shezeu bechinas masa umatan. This is actually what's going on behind the scenes when people are doing business. Shetzrichen letaltel mi mokoim lemokoim. People have to travel from one place to the other. And to transport the merchandise from one place to the other, from one country or one city to the other. Ad asher yimtzu es mekoimoi lemochreshom. Until they find the proper or the ideal location where to sell this merchandise. Sheze bechinas shetzrichen levakesh ulechapes es mekoimom. This is the concept of searching what's the right place for this merchandise. Ki b'mokoim shemekablim chiyus mi'ashem yisborach yoyser shom yecholim listaker bohem. Because in the location where this merchandise, be it clothing, be it gold, be it silver, whatever it is, in the location where that object is receiving a greater amount of chiyus from Hashem, that's the location where that item will be able to sell for the highest price. Like the person will be able to be most successful with that item in the place, in the location where that item is receiving the greatest chiyus from Hashem. Aval ein yoidin es mekoim amaye. However, we don't know that very often. We don't know where that place is, where this particular merchandise receives its greatest chiyus from Hashem. Ki hayoim choshuv aschoira kan ulamochor b'mokom acher. Because sometimes a particular merchandise could be worth a tremendous amount over here on a particular day, and tomorrow they don't need it. Tomorrow they got a huge shipment of this merchandise. They don't need it. Tomorrow you got to go to a different place to market it. V'zeh o ma'ashom rabbeisenu zal, and this is why the Gemara says, metaltali kol mili metafu. That when it comes to movable objects, gold, silver, clothing, whatever it is that's under this title, metaltalin, whatever it is, it's considered metav, it's considered the best, or it's considered good. We know when it comes to property, when it comes to, we'll see in a minute, the Eloi mizdaven hocha, mizdaven memasachrita. Because Gemara says, if it doesn't sell here, it'll sell over there. Movable objects, you can move it, you can change location. A piece of land, if it don't sell here, it don't sell. You can't pick up the land and move it somewhere else. Because even though a greater amount of chiyus from Hashem is found in karka, in land, than in metaltelin usually, sheshom ikar kevoidoi, because Hashem's main kavoid is in land, in karka, v'alkein, and for that reason, ikar chiyus ha'odom v'chol anivroim hu mikarkois. The main source of life of man and everything else on this planet comes from the earth. Ki hakoil hoyom in ha'ofar, because everything originates from the earth. And all food, sustenance, clothing, everything comes from the ground. As the Gemara points out, however, still, despite that, bibechina achas yesh maila b'metaltelin ala karkois. In one respect, movable objects have an advantage over property, over real estate. Kishom bakarkois shemekablim chiyus mebechinas hamamorois hamizgalin, because when it comes to property, land, real estate, where it draws its chiyus from the revealed statements of creation, the nine statements that are revealed, vayoymer lekim yihi oyer, vayoymer lekim tachi oretz deshe, Bechinas maloi chol oretz kevoidoi, where those statements broadcast the message that Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Al kein shom yesh tzimtzumim rabim. That's why when it comes to land, there's all kinds of boundaries and constrictions and measurements. Shezeu bechinas asoro ma'amoris. This corresponds to the 10 statements of creation. Shekol kovoid v'chol maimar yesh lo tzimtzum u'gvul levadoi kanal, whereby each one of those 10 statements of creation has its boundaries. It represents a certain measure of Hashem's kovoid, which can go so far and no further. We mentioned the pasuk u'chvoidi la'acher lo yetein. Hashem says, my kovoid to the other, I will not give it. Meaning each unit of kavod has a boundary line. It can go to here, it can't go past here. Shezeo bechinas metzorim sheyesh l'chol karka u'karka meitzar sheloi. This is the whole concept of the boundaries, where each piece of property has its boundaries. Interesting, I'm just coming from the city municipality, talking about an apartment in Yerushalayim. And the whole numbering system to be able to identify which, that we're talking exactly about this gush and this place and this apartment with this meterage and this all, tzimtzum, tzimtzum on top of tzimtzum on top of tzimtzum. Umachmas hatzimtzumim v'hagvulim sheyesh l'chol maimor u'maimar me'asor ha'mamoros shebohem nivroilam, and because of all the constrictions that each one of these individual 10 statements of creation have. Sometimes we refer to them as 10. When we refer to them as 10, we're talking obviously more so about the 9 that have boundaries, as you'll see in a minute. Whereas the 10th, with the first one, Bereshis, is called Maimar Sosum. We're going to see that doesn't have boundaries. But sometimes Rav Nosson Zal and all the Sforim lap them together. When it's talking about the 9, it refers to them as 10. It's not a contradiction or anything. She'ikron milubashim bakarka oretz, whereby those statements of creation, what was created by them, is mostly either in the ground or attached to the ground. al kein yesh shinuyim rabim b'maylas hakarkois. It's for this reason that there are all kinds of different gradings when it comes to property. Sheze b'chinas idis ubeinanis v'ziburis. Like we find in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about higher quality land and poor quality land and beinoni and medium. Shehein b'chinas yemin usmoil v'emtza, which correspond also to the concept of right, left, and center. Shebohem klulim kol hatzimtzumim shel kol ha'asora ma'amores kanal, which are the terms that summarize all the different boundaries of these 10 statements of creation. That's when it comes to land. Aval metaltalin, whereas movable objects, heim gruim mitzad echad, in one respect, they're worse than land, machmashim metultolim, venoim venodim, because of the fact that they move around. V'hakidusha nisteres v'ne'elemes bohem, and the holiness of Hashem is hidden, is very much hidden inside of them. V'ein yoidin mekoyim amaye, and we don't know where is the best place for this movable object. Where is the place where it connects to Hashem most, and thereby can be most productive in a sense. Aval kishem mechapsim es mekoyimon. But when we search for that, when we search to find where is the right place, yicholin limtzoy hatoiv v'hachiyus shebahem b'chol dover v'dover, then it's possible to find the good of them and the life source of them, in every single thing in the world. Ki metalteli kol mili meitavu, because the Gemara says when it comes to movable objects, there's no ziburis, idis, and beninis. All movable objects are classified as idis. It's all considered good. When it comes to land, when it comes to paying certain obligations with land, the Torah says, "Bemetav sodeu yishalim." You can't just pick any junky piece of property to pay with. You have to pay with the best, metav sodeu. But the Gemara says, when it comes to metaltalin, all metaltalin is metav. There's no such thing as ziburis, idis, and beninis when it comes to metaltalin. Ki meyachar shechiyusa mebechinas aye, because of the fact that metaltalin draw their spiritual life from aye, from that shehum maimar sosum, which is that hidden statement of creation, shemisho mekablim hakoil kanal, which is where everything receives from, Vishom ein shayach gvul v'tzimtzum, and in that first statement of creation, Bereshis, Aye, there are no boundaries whatsoever. There are no tzimtzumim. Alkein b'metaltalin shenim shochem isham ein shayach shom klal idis ubeinanis. Therefore, these movable objects, which are connected to that first statement of creation, to Bereshis, which is Maimar Sosim, which is this Ayeh, in movable objects, they're all good. There's no good and bad and intermediate. It's all good. Kishom ein shum tzimtzum ugvul klal. There are no limitations, no boundaries whatsoever. Rak shetzrichin levakesh ulechapes hakdushahu. It's just that the holiness there is less obvious. You have to search for it. You have to search to find the place where these metaltalin can be most effective. Ki ein yoidin mekoy moyaye, because we don't know where its place really is. People travel across the world to the Far East and other places, and they shop for merchandise, and they buy merchandise, and then they try to figure out where to bring it to, where it'll sell for the most, or where it'll sell the best. Avol kishemechapsim u'moitzen hachiyas v'akdush anim shech misham. However, when a person does search for and succeeds in finding the chiyas and the holiness that comes from there, from that first statement of creation, from Bereshis, from Ayeh, azai hakoil toiv, then it's all good. Ve'ein shum dovor shelo yochoy limtzei boi toiv, B'hakidusho hanimshach mebchinas ayeh. And there's nothing in the world that you can't find good in when it's associated with the holiness that comes from that ayeh mekoyim kevoidoi. V'alkein, and therefore, the Gemara says, metaltali kol mili meitivhu, that when it comes to movable objects, all of it is included under the term meitav, best, finest. The Eloim is daf and Hocham is daf mosachrita, because if it's not selling here, it'll sell in a different place, meaning the fact that it's not selling here doesn't imply it's no good. It implies simply you don't know where the right place is. You don't know where its place is. Hainu sheshom bebechinas metaltlen bechinas ayei hakol toiv v'chol mili meitavu rak shetzrichen levakesh ulechapes shom hakidusha moid moid. It's just that a person has to search very hard to find the holiness there. Ki ein shom mokoim kavua, because it doesn't have a fixed place that it's connected to. V'zehu, this is why the Gemara says, D'iloy mizdav en hocha, if it's not selling here, it'll sell over there. Ki bimkoim hizgalus kidushas hadovor, because in the place where the holiness of an item is being revealed the most, shom zoichin lahatzliach ulehistakir boisei dovor. That's the place where you could make the most money, the most profit, you could be most successful with that item. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'alkein hametaltelin tzrichin shmira yisera migneivos vezegos. And it's for this reason that movable objects like this, gold, silver, things like that, need tremendous need to be kept in a safe. They have to be protected very much so from stealing and being damaged. Kishom bebechinas metaltelin, shom tzrichin shmira yisera. Because when we're dealing with metaltelin, movable objects, they require much more watching over. Ki ikar achizas haklipois v'hachitzoinim, because as we learned earlier, the forces of Tumah, the Klipa, they can draw life and power from that Maimar Sosum. That's where they draw their Chiyas from. So they draw from the same place that the Metaltalin receive their light from. V'alkein b'metaltalin shenim shochmishom, and therefore these movable objects, which are also receiving from that Maimar Sosum, Shchiach Bohem Hakchoshois Ukfirois Beyoiser. That's where you have the greatest litigations, the greatest arguments and disagreements over money, gold, silver, things like that. Ugnevois and stealing, Vavedois and losses, things getting lost, Vehezekois and damages. The ones who cause all of those negative things are the klipos. Whereby they are attached to the hiddenness of that maimar, of that first statement of creation. And that's why a person has to watch over these movable objects tremendously and to keep an eye on them always, not to turn away from them. Persons in an airport, they have suitcases. Suitcase is an example of metaltalin. Keep an eye on it, because if not, it'll walk. The suitcase, it'll walk. The pocketbook will walk. The cell phone, how many people lose phone? How do you lose a phone? The answer is because it's metaltal and because it's this movable object and it draws its chias from that Maimar Sosum, which is the same place that the klipos draw their chias from, that's why it's most vulnerable. Shezeo b'china shetzrichin tomid losum einoi v'liboi l'b'chinas hagdusha hane'elemes v'anisteres b'chol hadvorim sheboilam. And this is why a Jew has to always search for and think about the holiness that's hidden in all objects in the world. Shehu bechinas ayeh, that is this kedusha called ayeh. Shetzrichin levakesh ulechapes bechol eis. Bechinas hakedusha hi, person has to always be searching for that holiness. Shelo yizgabru hasitra achra chas v'sholem lahalem hakedusha hi, so that the sitra achra shouldn't bury it completely, make it totally invisible, make the person think that this has nothing to do with Hashem or with holiness. Because it's associated with that hidden statement of creation. Because it's hidden, that's why the Sitra Achra can draw from there. Therefore, a person has to always be searching to find where is the kovod of Hashem in this item. How can this item be used to bring honor to Hashem? That's what it's really all about. We said that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilam o'ilai bo'ra lechvoidoi. Everything Hashem created, created for his kovod. So if a person buys a car or a person buys a jacket or whatever it is, the first thought isn't, wow, people are going to look at me when they see me in that saddle, when they see me in that driver's seat. The thought has to be, how is this going to be used for Kavod Hashem? Is this going to be used to take me to shul? Is this going to be used to do favors for other people, to give another person a lift? Then it's Kavod Hashem. If not, it's not participating in the purpose of creation. There's a pasuk, Kabed es Hashem mehoincha. Show respect to Hashem from your hoin, from your wealth, from your acquisitions. That anything that a person has acquired, anything that's mine, I have to think of how this can be used to be mechabed Hashem in the performance of mitzvos, maisim toivim, bringing honor to Hashem. Person buys a new pair of shoes and, wow, you have such a beautiful pair of shoes. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I was so fortunate Hashem helped me find it. Again, the focus is you, is the focus you have, and I sure do have such beautiful shoes. And the person is showing themselves how great they are and how great they look in the pair of shoes. Or the person's right away switching over the kavod, the focus to Hashem. Yes, I thanked Hashem. I was looking, I needed, my feet were hurting me so much. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped me find a pair of shoes that are good. I hope I'm going to get to use it for all kinds of good, to walk to good places. Completely different mindset. Ulahamin, and a person has to believe Shashem Yisborach Ne'elam V'Nistar B'chol Mokoim U'B'chol Dovor Sheboilam, that Hashem is hidden in every single place and in every single object in this world. Vayidezeh Yin, and if a person understands that, a person believes that, and is conscious of that, then through that, Vayidezeh Yin Nishmar Mehem, that will serve as a protection from the klipos, from the sitra achra, from robberies, from damages, from all kinds of things. Ve'yizke lemotzei yisborach tamid, and the person will always be able to find Hashem. Ve'alkein, and therefore, hakarka einoy nigzelis. Land property usually is not something that can be stolen. Kishom ein ne'echozen kol kach ha'gzeilois v'akchoshois shenemshoch mebechinas ayeh. Because the whole concept of stealing and denial, all of those things that come from the sitra achra doesn't draw so much from there. The land property is tied into the nine statements of creation, which are a lower level of Hashem's kavod. The klipos and the sitra achra, they draw from that top level, that maimar sosum, that first statement. Paragraph Yudalid. V'alkein metalteli diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchoiv. And now we can understand why the movable objects in an estate, when a person dies and he leaves over real estate and he leaves over cash, gold, jewelry, things like that, to his orphans, so the movable objects are not liable towards any debts that their father had. Kikol hametaltelin heim birshus ha'odom sheheim tachas rishusoyim. Because all movable objects belong to the person in whose possession they are. Period. Meaning, right now these movable objects are in the hands of the orphans. It's the orphans. It's not their daddies anymore, we're going to see. Their daddy has nothing to do with it anymore once he died. When it comes to land and real estate, even after a person passes away, we're going to see he still has certain connections to that land. When it comes to movable objects, the minute they get transferred to the orphans, the connection that they had to the daddy, to the father, is gone, disappears completely, as we're going to see. Utzrichin lekabel chius ushmira vekium mehodom. And these movable objects have to receive their life and their protection, their being watched over by the person who owns them at that particular moment. Ki chiusom ne'elam v'nistar kanal. Because we said before, they're associated with that maimar sosum. Their spiritual, their energy is hidden. Al kein tzorich ha'odom lehisasek bohem tomid. That's why a person has to always be doing something with their movable objects. Usually can't be left just in a place for 20 years. You have to be oisik in them, ula shamram, and guard them, ula hamshich lehem chiyus, and feed them with life. Hainu levakesh hachiyus v'hatoiv hanelam bohem, meaning to seek out the chiyus and the good that's hidden in these movable objects. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, he's going to give us some information that most people don't know about what happens when a person passes away. The tekef kishinistale kodom, immediately when a person leaves this world, azai nishmosoi oile lemala, his soul goes up to a very high place, veloinoida mekoimoi aye. It goes up to a place where nobody knows that place, meaning it's so high a place, it's above Das. Just like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that nobody knows where he's buried. That concept. When the soul of a tzaddik passes away, leaves, it goes to a place that's above Das. Ki shoyresh nishmosoi hu mebechinas ayei. Because the source of the soul of a Jew, the origin of the soul of a Jew, is ayeh. It's that top place. The keser, shehu shoyresh hakoil, which is the origin and the source of everything. Vazai, and when that happens, when the person passes away like that, shuv ein hametaltelin bershusoi klal. Any movable objects that he had before, cash, gold, anything like that, is disconnected from him completely. Kishoyresh chiyusam shekiblu mimenu, because the life that they received from their owner, shalideze hoyu bershusoi, by which they were in his possession, nistalek achshov lemala b'pchinasaye, that life, that soul left, it went upstairs, it went way up to the place of aye. Aval karka, whereas real estate, buildings, land, property, lo'olam birshus bo'oleho oimedes, that always remains within the ownership of its owner, even after he passes away, as we'll see in a minute. Ki chiyusa kvua v'kaima, because land, real estate, those things, their energy is a fixed energy. It's not movable. It doesn't move. It stays in what it's locked into one place. It's called kviya v'kaima. Vafilu kishenistali ko'odom, and even when the owner of the land dies, he birshus nafshoi, the land that he owned is still connected to, attached to his nefesh. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to make a distinction between nefesh and neshama, the three parts of the soul we're going to speak about here now. The nefesh is the lowest part of the soul, the part that's most attached to the physical world. The neshama is the highest part of the soul, as we'll see in a minute. And the ruach is the bridge that connects them. Ki ha'adam kolul mehakol, because man is a composite of everything, top and bottom. Man is made ofar me'adama, from earth, the lowest of the lowest substances. And man is also made from a soul. He's a combination of shamayim and eretz. Ve'yeshloi nefesh ruach u'neshama. V'ha'nefesh nimsheches mebechinas maloi chol eretz kevoidoi. The nefesh draws its spiritual life from the concept of the kovoid of Hashem that fills the entire world. V'ha'neshama hi bechinas aye mekoim kevoidoi. Whereas the soul, the neshama, that comes from the top floor, from the top, from aye mekoim kevoidoi. V'haruach mechaber shnehem yachad ki yadua. And the ruach is that bridge that unites both of them, as is known, ki yadua umuvan kol ze biksovim, as all of this is explained in the writings of the Arizal, Sifrei Kabbalah, ubedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, and in Rabbeinu Zal's words. Ukishenistale ko'odom, and when a person passes away, azai hanefesh nishar boze ho'ilam, the nefesh remains down below in this physical world. V'haneshama mistalekes lemala, the soul, the neshama, rises up lebechinas aye mekoim kivoide, to the place of aye, the keser. V'haruach mechabrom yachad im zoiche. And if the person is zoiche, there's a wire that attaches them, that keeps them still connected, attached, which is called ruach. The ruach continues to attach the neshama, which now has departed. It's way, way, way up on high. And the nefesh, which stays down below. There are different terms that are used in the Sifrei Kabbalah regarding this. Sometimes it's called a kista dechiusa, which is a minimal aspect of life of the person which remains by the kever, by the gravesite. We'll see. Rav Nosson Zal is going to talk further about this. Al kein, therefore, hametaltelin, the movable objects, shesharoshu mebechinas aye, which their source is aye, nistalek chiyusa mehodon beis histalkusoi. Their connection to the person who owned it, when he dies, when he leaves, they become disconnected, detached from him completely. V'alkein yoitzim me'rishusoi miyad be'esa histalkus. And that's why they leave his possession immediately, as soon as he passes away. V'nichnosen tekev b'rishus hayorshim. They're immediately transferred to those who inherit this person who passed away. Because these movable objects always have to belong to somebody. They have to be in somebody's possession. So that person should be responsible for them. That person is looking after these metaltalin and doing whatever is necessary for their existence, for them to be used for kvoid Hashem. Avla karka, whereas land, chiyusa kviya, its chiyus, its source of life is fixed. Ki mekabeles mebechinas maloi chol eretz kevoidoi. Land draws its spiritual energy from maloi chol, from the kovod of Hashem that comes from the other nine statements. The kovod of Hashem that's found everywhere. Shezeo bechinas nefesh ha'odom, that corresponds to the nefesh of the person, the lowest spiritual part of the person. Shenishar bo'oretz hazois, which remains down here on earth. Alkein Hakarko Tomid Nikreis Al Shem Hameis. And this is why the real estate, the land, is always referred to by the name of its owner. Kemoy Shekosuv Lahokim Shem Hameis Al Nachalosoi. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, to establish the name of the owner, the person who passed away, on his land, on his inheritance. V'alkein Iker Shibudei Shel Abalchoiv Hurak Al Hakarka. And for this reason, the whole power, if somebody lent, if Reuven lent Shimon money, and Reuven has a lien on Shimon's possessions, that lien goes on the land. Ki hametaltalin kvar yotzu mirashusoi beis histalkus. Because the movable objects have already become disconnected completely from Shimon the moment Shimon died. The minute he died, the metaltalin are disconnected from him. V'heim achshov shel hayorshim mamish. And they belong 100% totally, independently, to those who inherited Shimon. And Shimon is wiped off. His name doesn't exist anymore on those items. It became the owner, the possessions of the new owners, period. Ki mekablim chius mehem. Because these movable objects are no longer receiving any chius from Shimon, who died. They're receiving their chius now from the orphans. Ki tzrichin lekabel chius chodosh b'chol eis. Because movable objects have to always be getting new life, machma shehakedusha ne'elemeshon, because of the fact that the holiness there is very, very hidden. Shezeu bechinas mashametaltlin tzrichin shmira v'hashgocha. This is why movable objects require watching over and supervision. V'niur v'shituach. And let's say if it's clothing items, you have to open it up and shake it out. The Gemara speaks about if a person finds, let's say, a whole batch of towels or sheets or something that belongs to somebody else, we know that those kind of things, if you leave them stacked in a closet, just like that for a year or something, that alone, they can be destroyed that way. They have to be refreshed constantly. When it comes to metaltlin, they require refreshing. Gold, silver, you have to polish them, you have to dust them off. They require maintenance, this ongoing maintenance. Laham shechlohem chius misharoshom machma shakedusha ne'elemes v'loinoy demekoymoy. Because of the fact that the kedusha there is hidden, and we don't know the exact place where these metaltlin are drawing their chiyas from. Alkein ein chal aleim shibud abalchoiv. Therefore, the lien, the hold that the lender has on the borrower, doesn't apply to the movable objects at all. Ki ein lehem chiyus kvua, because they have no fixed source of where they're drawing their life from. Rak al yidei hodom shemam shchalem hachiyus b'choleis kanal. Whoever's giving them chiyus today, that's where they're drawing their chiyus from, period. Alkein heim achshov shel hayorshim mamish. Therefore, right now, they are 100% the property, the possessions of these new owners, the inheritors, ve'ein shayochim labalchoyev klal, and they have no association whatsoever with Reuven, who lent Shimon the money. Avla karka, whereas land, real estate, property, kol hachiyu shenimshach lohem al yidei ha'odom be'eish shekino'om, any spiritual life that this property, land, real estate, receives from the person who acquired them, the person who bought this real estate or land, kavua bohem lo'olam, remains fixed, remains attached to that land permanently. Kishom hachius kavua, because when it comes to land, the chius of the land is something that's fixed. It's not a moving target at all. Vegam chiusom hu bebechinas nefesh ha'odom. And also we said that the metaltalin draw their chius from the neshama, from the ayeh. They draw from ayeh. Land draws its chius from the nefesh. which shenishar boretz gam acharis talkus, which remains in the earth even after a person passes away. When a person passes away, they bury him in the earth. So the nefesh of the person remains down here. So he's still connected. He's still maintaining a connection, an attachment to his land and property and real estate. Al kein heim shayochem lebal choiv shel haniftar. Therefore, the one who lent money to this person, to Shimon, who passed away, he does have a lien on them, ki adayin heim bershusoi, because they're still considered on a spiritual level in the possession of Shimon. Even though Shimon died, his nefesh, we don't see his nefesh is that part of his nefesh is down here on earth. He's buried in the ground. So his grounds, his real estate, his properties, he still has an attachment to. And if he owed money to somebody, those properties are included, are attached to that loan. Rav Nosson Zal is mentioning, we're dealing here with concepts that are not so easy. It's spiritual concepts. But Rav Nosson Zal is making it as clear as possible to understand where different things draw their chiyas from, and based on that, how they operate, how they function. We'll hold it over here for now.